Welcome back to my channel. So today I'm going to show you guys how I cook a whole chicken. I do not roast it. I am going to use my brand new power pressure cooker today. So yes, I am going to make a whole chicken inside of my power pressure cooker. I purchased it from QVC for $99, and you know, you watch the infomercials and it says that you could probably put 3 whole chickens inside of the pressure cooker. It looks like I can only put 2, but I'm only going to make 1 because it's just me and my 2 babies. So that's, I'm not going to make 2 whole chickens because I can't eat leftovers longer than 2 days. Okay, so I'm going to show you some of the products or some of the items that I use to make the whole chicken. First, you're going to need your whole chicken. So the whole chickens are very, very affordable. They cost cheaper than a pack of chicken. So when you catch them on sale, you probably want to get a lot of them and just freeze them. Right now, they wasn't on sale, so I actually paid $9 at Stater Brothers. And then after I left Stater Brothers, I went to Walmart and they had it for $6. I was kind of mad, but whatever. So I'm going to show you what I use and what I'm going to put inside of the pressure cooker with the chicken. I got some bell pepper, and these are the frozen ones. I didn't feel like chopping. The only thing I had chopped up today was the jalapeno. Okay, so I got bell pepper. I got some onion, some celery, and this is onion and celery mix, so I'm not going to have to use much of the frozen onions. To season the chicken, I'm going to use some granulated onion, some pepper, Lawry's seasoning salt and garlic salt, and some complete seasoning, which is a whole bunch of herbs. It doesn't contain any salt. And I'm also going to use, this is a jalapeno, 1 jalapeno and a half of a serrano pepper. And I'm going to use water to make the chicken, but you could use some chicken stock. I usually go by eye. That's why I never really could write the recipes down, because I kind of know how much to put inside of the pressure cooker or inside the pot or whichever way I'm going to cook it. So you can use chicken broth, but I'm just going to make my own broth, and this is what I use to make my own broth. And this is the Knorr's chicken flavor bouillon. I always buy this. And it also seasons your food really well if you don't want to use a whole bunch of different seasonings. Also, I use a can of cream of mushroom soup. So it's going to kind of be like a stewy chicken once it's all done. It's not going to just be a whole chicken to where you could cut and slice and serve a leg and serve a... It's going to break up, and it's just going to be like really, really delicious shredded chicken. And I'm going to probably put it over some rice. And also 1 small can of cream of chicken. Okay, so I'm also going to show you how I clean the chicken, how I remove the insides out of the chicken, as well as season it, so please stay tuned. Okay guys, so now we're going to clean this baby up and season her. So I'm just going to rinse it off with some cold water. You also want to get the inside cavity, and you want to pull out the neck and the gizzards, because I don't eat that. This is this right here. So I'm going to throw that in the trash, even though it might be good inside of the, you can put it inside the pressure cooker with the chicken, but I'm not going to eat that. So I'm just going to rinse it off. Make sure everything is out. Okay, so now we are going to kind of make sure all of the water is off of the chicken so we can season it. Okay, so let me get some margarine. Okay, so I'm just going to get some margarine, and I'm going to put this on the inside of the chicken. And I'm just going to rub that on the inside. All over the insides.
rinse my hand off, get some more butter, and I'm gonna cut this big old piece off right here because that's like a lot of fat. So now I'm going to rub both sides of the chicken with the margarine. You can use real butter if you want to. I buy margarine because butter is like so expensive. And I use a lot of butter every day when I cook. Rinse my hand off. Get some more butter. Under the wings. Just make sure it's saturated in the butter. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit more on the inside. Okay, so. So now we're going to go ahead and start off with the onion powder, and we're going to season both sides. We're going to start off with this one side and then we'll go to the other side. You also want to get inside of the cavity. Okay, so now I have the body of herbs. And this doesn't contain any salt. It's just herbs. Okay, so now we're gonna go ahead and with the garlic, Lari's garlic salt. And this is the only time we're going to season the chicken besides the chicken bouillon for the water. Okay, so you wanna season it really well. This is a Lari's seasoning salt. And now we're going to go in with the black pepper. And I also think I want to put a little bit of cayenne, so let's get it. Okay, so here is some cayenne pepper. You don't have to use this. This is optional. Okay, so we're going to do that with the other side. And the butter kind of helps the seasoning stick to the chicken. Just season this baby up real good. You guys, so this is my brand new pressure cooker. So I'm gonna go ahead and plug it in. Okay, so the pressure cooker starts off at all zero. So I'm gonna go ahead and press the cook time selector. I'm press the chicken meat button, the cook time selector, and I want it to cook for 40 minutes. And then once you see the circles going around, the pressure is going to start. So I'm gonna go ahead and place the chicken inside of the actual pot of the pressure cooker, and this is what it looks like. Okay, So please stay tuned.
Okay, so before we put the actual chicken inside of the pressure cooker, we're gonna make some chicken broth with that Knorr's chicken bouillon. I'm using 2 cups of water. Like 2 tablespoons of the Knorr's chicken bouillon. Well, just 1.5 because it could really get salty. Okay, so I'm going to whisk it with my whisk. I'm going to go ahead and place the chicken inside of the pressure cooker, just like that. Now we're going to go ahead and add the celery and onions. Matter of fact, I'm just going to use this whole pack and then I won't have to use the frozen pack of onions because that's enough onion right there. Okay, the bell pepper. Jalapeno, okay, so now we're going to go ahead and put the top on the pressure cooker on until it locks. And then we're going to turn the eye, make sure it's on the circle with the dot in the middle. And then we're just going to let the pressure cooker do its job. So we're going to let this cook for 40 minutes. After the 40 minutes, we're going to go ahead and take the top off. We're going to let the pressure out, take the top off. And then that's when we're going to add the cream of mushroom soup. And I will return after that. Okay. Okay, guys. So it's done cooking. Now it's back at zeros. So now we're gonna release the pressure, and this is how you release the pressure. You just turn the knob to where you see the little smoke and the arrows going up, and then that's gonna last about 2 to 3 minutes. So once all the pressure is released, we will take the top off of the pressure cooker and you guys are going to see how the chicken looks from there. So once we look at the chicken and see how moist it is, we're going to add the cream of chicken soup as well as the cream of mushroom soup, and we're going to reset the pressure cooker to 10 more minutes. Okay, so stay tuned. Okay, guys, so the pressure has been released, so now I'm gonna open it. You got to excuse Little Miss Sunday in the background. So let's see how this chicken is looking right now. You cannot open the pressure cooker if there's still pressure. Okay, so it's not as tender as I want it. It's tender. Oh yeah, it's real tender. Okay, so I'm just gonna go ahead and separate some of the meat from the bone. Ooh, that was hot. Okay, so now we're gonna add the cream of mushroom soup as well as the
cream of chicken soup. I'm just kind of taking some of the meat off the bone, whatever will separate right now. But once I put it back on for 10 more minutes, all of it should be separated. And that looks so good. Don't you guys think so? Okay, so let's go ahead and add the mushroom soup. And this is going to thicken up the broth. So it's going to kind of be more like a stew than a soup. Okay, and we're going to add the cream of chicken now. Okay, so now we're gonna put the top back on the pressure cooker. Lock it, and then we're gonna put chicken and meat once again. And we're gonna do it for 15 minutes instead of 10. And then we'll come back to see what the finished product looked like. Guys, during the recipe, I decided I wanted to add some mixed vegetables. Okay, so I'm just gonna add half a bag, or maybe the whole bag of this classic mixed vegetables. It's carrots, green beans, peas, and corn. And I think that will be delicious. So we're gonna go ahead and try that. And sorry it's a last minute decision, but you know, I love vegetables. So that's what happens when you love veggies. Okay, so I'm just stirring it around so it can be incorporated throughout the whole dish. Okay. So now gonna put the top on again and start this one more time. Okay. Happy birthday, Duck. 15 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to come back and show you what it looks like. Okay, guys, so this is how it looks. And I think that is good enough for me because I don't want the carrots and the peas to get too mushy. And if you want it thicker, you can add a little bit of cornstarch, but I think this is perfect for me. So I'm going to just plate it up, and I'm going to show you guys what it looks like, okay? Guys, so I had plated it up, and this is Shania's little meal. I didn't put a lot of it, but I put the chicken on top of some rice, and we have some corn on the cob. So I'm gonna go ahead and taste it.
I'm
not gonna eat all of it. The meat is delicious. The chicken is tender, moist. Just delicious. You guys have to try this recipe. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to please rate, comment, subscribe. And don't forget to let me know what recipe you want to see me do next. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.